I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary of Senator Bernie Sanders' kickoff of his presidential campaign in a speech on the Burlington waterfront. Sanders' impact on the Democratic Party he chose to run under has already been substantial. And many liberal Vermonters say Sanders' candidacy is shifting the ideological balance of the Vermont Democratic Party. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
I will read the names of the candidates who have been elected, and I ask each of them to come forward.
The Vermont Democratic Convention this past Sunday was Ashley Andrews' first, and the announcement from the elevated stage at the Barry Opera House was the moment she'd been waiting for.
For delegate, district-level delegate on the women's side, Ashley Andrews.
At just 23 years old, Andrews was one of 16 Vermonters elected to serve as delegates at the Democratic National Convention this July. Her two-year-old daughter, Dahlia, toddled around barefoot at the base of the stage as her mom celebrated the big win. In addition to being a Democratic delegate, Andrews also happens to be running as a Democrat for a seat in her local district in November. But the question of whether or not the Wilder resident is in fact a Democrat turns out to be a complicated one.
Yes. It's a really hard question. I don't think that it's that black and white.
Andrews, a blue Bernie tattoo etched under her left clavicle, embodies the young blood that Sanders has brought into the Democratic Party. She hasn't always been impressed by the party's fortitude on the progressive policy platform she holds dear, be it universal health care, a livable wage, or campaign finance reform. But just as Sanders has harnessed the power of the Democratic machinery to push the party to the left nationally, Andrews thinks progressive Vermonters can do the same here.
But it really kind of comes down to stability and money sometimes. I mean, the Democratic Party is organized, it's strong.
Motivated activists like Andrews represent what might be the changing face of the Democratic Party in Vermont and beyond.
You know, it strikes me that it's a very different Democratic Party than it was a year ago.
That's Bill McKibben, the renowned climate change activist and founder of 350.org.
We're at a moment when the most popular politician in America, most popular candidate for president, calls himself a socialist, and that's a very different place than the kind of fearful place that Democrats have been for a long time.
Whether or not Sanders is the most popular politician in America, as McKibben asserts, is debatable. Whether or not he's the most popular politician in Vermont is not. Sanders won 86% of the vote in the March Democratic presidential primary here, and Sanders' willingness to don himself in blue has made some liberals in Vermont more comfortable wearing the party banner.
You know, it's just incredible to see the party itself kind of taking that shape and really lobbying for things like, you know, $15 minimum wage and college tuition for free. And
campaign finance reform.
Absolutely.
25-year-old Noah Detzer lives in Hartford and belongs to a group called Upper Valley Young Liberals. Detzer decided to run for a delegate spot this past Sunday so he could cast a vote for Sanders in Philadelphia in July. He won. And Detzer says he's eager to remain active in the party after he comes home from the convention. James Haslam is one of the founders of Rights and Democracy, a group pushing for social and economic policies. He says Detzer, Andrews, and other young progressives on hand for the state convention in Barrie on Sunday are the leading edge of a lasting movement.
You know, there's a number of folks that are here today and increasingly are starting to pay attention to that Democratic Party process, challenge it in some ways, and try to make it more aligned with the values of our communities.
Media have focused intently over the friction between Sanders, his supporters, and the Democratic National Committee, and nasty skirmishes like the one at the Nevada caucuses recently have in many respects come to define the narrative. In Vermont, though, the Democratic Convention was an unabashed Sanders love fest. Town delegates voted almost unanimously to endorse his candidacy, and the legacy of Sanders' candidacy here might be the unification of the left, not its division. Haslam says establishment Democrats in Vermont so far haven't been up to the task of delivering on things like livable wage, universal health care, or substantive tax reform. But he says the advent of Sanders joining the Democratic Party will change that.
You know, I think what Bernie has done around the country and certainly in Vermont has really opened up the Vermont Democratic Party to be an arena for change in this country.
But the staying power of so-called Bernie-crats and the party they're now flirting with is not assured.
And if Bernie is not the nominee, it's going to be challenging.
That's Terry Anderson, a Sanders supporter who won election to the powerful post of Democratic National Committee man on Sunday. Anderson beat out a prominent supporter of Hillary Clinton for the post, and his victory is itself evidence of the Sanders supporters' new influence over the internal machinery of the state party. Anderson says he's optimistic that the fragile union between Sanders' followers and the party they're feeling out will strengthen over time.
There used to be incredibly bad blood in Burlington and statewide between Bernie and Democrats. And then we look at 86%.
And the role of that 86% majority for Sanders among Vermont Democrats could shift the course of politics in this state for years to come. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.